blunt. You think I am blunt, and I tend to agree. With you, I am. And I know this is a struggle for you, because people tend to dance around the truth with you. I smile as I recognise that you are so skilled at weaving a masterful web of connections, of inflating in others what you need to see in yourself. Craving validation, seeking assurance that you are anointed in every area of ministry. And yes, I often speak it as I see it. That is true. Though more often I sit in silence as I ponder and discern, what is God showing me? And why, Lord, why? And I crave that silence often so I can travel deep within my soul. And at times, I do not like what God shows me, so I make futile attempts to bury the knowledge in an unmarked shallow grave, but it rises up and consumes me, suffocates me as I try to suppress it, like the shoot of truth bursting forth from the soil in a springtime of new life. I can't stop what God wants me to see. Believe me, I have tried. So I accept this lonely path. Where you see bluntness, I see a woman spinning so many blessing plates that I don't have time or inclination to explain my response to the barrage of messages and requests from you. I have no desire to feed the beast that you don't know has taken up residency in you. You really don't see it, do you? And your sensitivity is disturbed because you know I am a seer. For me, no is no, yes is yes. I call it clarity, I call it focus, you call it bluntness. It is the sharpness of my truth that unsettles you, because my eyes are always on Jesus, no matter the cost. At least, that's what I thought. Until my old nemesis anxiety crept up on me like a thief in the night, and whispered lies for days. And for a moment, I believed them. God forgive me, I believed them. As the chains started to build around the garden of my soul, I was weak. But I had the sense to surrender in my brokenness to my beloved, to my sweet love, who revealed in every tear that the enemy came close because I chose to sit in silence for months. And I felt a volcano of nausea rise in me in the familiar way it does when the Holy Spirit is warning me through my physicality. And I heard the roar within me screaming, open your eyes. And when I did, sorrow flooded me because of what I recognized in you and the realization that I can't be part of a theater that stretches the elasticity of truth and uses a defense of self-righteousness when the truth snaps back. I can't do it. I can't do it. I won't do it anymore because I love you through him. And my tender heart breaks as I sit as a front row spectator of this performance art piece. Because you, my friend, are already an exquisite work of divine art who teaches us so much. A tapestry of beauty signed by the Almighty, but it's not enough for you. You want it all so badly, and it pains me so much to see this. It causes me to withdraw for fear of the dark ink of your battle bleeding into the canvas of my own soul. Because in truth it did, but no more.